February 22nd, The Daily Stoic. What's better left unsaid? Cato practiced the kind of public speech capable of moving the masses, believing proper political philosophy takes care, like any great city, to maintain the warlike element. But he is never seen practicing in front of the others, and no one ever heard him rehearse a speech. When he was told that people blamed him for his silence, he replied, "Better they not blame my life. I begin to speak only when I'm certain what I'll say isn't better left unsaid." Plutarch, Cato the Younger, 4. It's easy to act, to just dive in. It's harder to stop, to pause, to think. No, I'm not sure I need to do that yet. No, I'm not sure I'm ready. As Cato entered politics, many expected swift and great things from him, stirring speeches, roaring condemnations, wise analyses. But he was aware of this pressure, a pressure that exists on all of us at all times, and resisted. It's easy to pander to the mob and to our ego. Instead, he waited and prepared. He parsed his own thoughts, made sure he was not reacting emotionally, selfishly, ignorantly, or prematurely. Only then would he speak, when he was confident that his words were worthy of being heard. To do this requires awareness. It requires us to stop and evaluate ourselves honestly. Can I do that? A Year with C.S. Lewis. Second Guessing God's Wisdom. Of course God knew what would happen if they, creatures with free will, used their freedom the wrong way. Apparently, he thought it worth the risk. Perhaps we feel inclined to disagree with him, but there is a difficulty about disagreeing with God. He is the source from which all your reasoning power comes. You could not be right and he wrong any more than a stream can rise higher than its own source. When you are arguing against him, you are arguing against the very power that makes you able to argue at all. It is like cutting off the branch you are sitting on. If God thinks this state of war in the universe a price worth paying for free will, that is, for making a live world in which creatures can do real good or harm and something of real importance can happen, instead of a toy world which only moves when he pulls the strings, then we may take it as it is worth paying. From Mere Christianity, 1944, Lewis delivers the first of 7 talks on Beyond Personality over the BBC. These talks later appear as Book 4 of Mere Christianity. Jesus calling. You need him every moment. Your awareness of your constant need for him is your greatest strength. Your neediness, properly handled, is a link to his presence. However, there are pitfalls that you must guard against. Self-pity, self-preoccupation, giving up. Your inadequacy presents you with a continual choice: deep dependence on him or despair. The emptiness you feel within will be filled either with problems or with his presence. Make him central in your consciousness by praying continually. Simple, short prayers flowing out of the present moment. Use his name liberally to remind you of his presence. Keep on asking and you will receive, so that your gladness may be full and complete. Pray continually. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Up to this time, you have not asked a single thing in my name as presenting all that I am. But now ask and keep on asking, and you will receive, so that your joy, gladness, delight may be full and complete. John 16:24.